I'm Laura Sullivan, and I'm standing here at the Capitol Hill Flea Market in Washington, D.C., and I'm here with someone who really knows a lot about this kind of place. Her name is Maureen Stanton, and she's written a book called Killer Stuff and Tons of Money, Seeking History and Hidden Gems in Flea Market America, and we're going to see if we can find some of those hidden gems today. And we should say that we're taping this first thing in the morning. We're here pretty early, but we're already late. I mean, really, this is late.
This is late. For a flea market that opens to the public at 8 o'clock, the dealers are here sometimes right at the crack of dawn when the lights are unpacking, and they're trading amongst each other. I mean, the antique dealers generally are picking the other tables. They call it picking the field or picking the tables, looking for the thing that they can resell for, you know, double or triple or tenfold.
One of the things that really came out in your book is that this going on here is an entire subculture to itself. I mean, these are people that are traveling the majority of the year. They're up, you know, they work 80 to 100 hours a week. They have to sell, they have to buy constantly. And there's it's got its own kind of underground kind of culture going on.
And there is. There's a, just like any subculture, there's a language and there's a knowledge base. Some antique dealers just, they have shops, but they'll come out and do big shows several times a year.
The main character in your book, who's you give the name of Kurt Avery to, Kurt Avery was able to run through the flea market. He would get there first thing in the morning, I mean, hours before anybody else even showed up. And he would be able to run through in 15, 20 minutes, just pick exactly the items that could resell, $5 item for $100, in some cases $100 or $200 item that he resold for thousands of dollars. And he makes it look really easy, like, oh, we can all just show up and go grab these items. But it's actually not easy at all. I mean, how would you describe his job?
Well, he's at this point now where he has developed this knowledge. So I call it his antique laser vision lens. And he can look at a batch of things and he can find the thing that's valuable. He can tell right away. But it's taken him 15 to 20 years to get there. And he has a house full of mistakes, as he'll say. You buy the thing and you take it to someone who's more knowledgeable. You say, check this out. What do you think? And the person will say, well, that's a repro. That's not real. Or this is cracked. Or this isn't the one you want because it's not the right form or the right color.
How much do you think Kurt Avery makes every year?
It probably varies, but he's probably making, you know, maybe, say, $80,000, something like that.
$80,000? I mean, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but don't forget he has to pay for the objects, or there's the cost of the objects, and sometimes he's making 10 times what he paid. Sometimes it's just double, you know.
And, of course, there's the hours. I mean, he was on the road three-quarters of the year. I mean, he was sleeping in his car, sleeping in a tent. Yeah. You know, he was working 80 to 120 hours a week.
And he's really driven. He's, you know, and he's driven both by just his ethic of, you know, workaholic kind of thing, but he's also driven by the passion. And, you know, when you think about it, that if you have that knowledge now, that you might find that thing worth 50 or 100 or even more, I think that, you know, you want to be out there looking because that could be the day.
In one case, he did walk by a really, really great item four or five times in the day.
And that was the a shaker piece. It was a yarn winder. The shakers used to make their own yarn out of fleece.
And we should say that the shakers were an 18th century religious sect that made some really exquisite furniture.
Furniture and, you know, many objects. And so he walked by this yarn winder four or five times, and many other knowing dealers, very knowledgeable dealers, walked by it. And he eventually looked at it a little closer for a minute. Thought, it looks good, has nice paint, I might be able to get $300 for it. That was priced at $90. When he looked at it closer a little bit later, he thought, this looks like it could be a shaker-made object. So he discerned that it was shaker, and he brought it to an auction, a specialty shaker auction, and he was able to sell it for $6,500.
That's
so for $90, it's a good profit, but to make a living, you've got to do that 20 times a year. And so that knowledge paid off. Shaker objects go for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So I'm talking to Maureen Stanton, author of Killer Stuff and Tons of Money, and we're here at the Capitol Hill Flea Market. Let's go talk to this guy, because he looks sort of interesting. What is your name?
My name's Jim Tam.
Jim Tam.
But I'm called the Map Man. That was the name given me by the people who came by.
It looks like you have hundreds? Thousands?
Here I have probably hundreds, yeah.
Hundreds of maps,
yes,
here in,
yeah,
this booth. Well, this is Maureen Stanton. She wrote a book about how to shop at flea markets and sort of the culture of flea markets and the passion for the old items.
Oh.
And this is sort of exactly what she was writing about.
Oh,
is,
yeah,
this? You have a passion for these maps.
I would do this anyway. I would be doing this on my front lawn probably. Sadly, But no, I'm one of these people that had boxes of things floor to ceiling before I did this. People like that need a store. Okay, that's the answer. So I now have my little store.
Maureen, you talked about this occupational hazard that a lot of dealers have. What did you find?
Well, I found that a lot of people get into the business because they're supporting their own habit, and so they'll sell other things they don't want or lesser things as they move up the ranks and their objects that they collect. But it's a passion. But I feel like the collectors and the antiques dealers are each their little curators, preserving a little part of American culture and history.
Maureen Stanton, author of Killer Stuff and Tons of Money, and you can find all of her tips on how to shop at flea markets at npr.org. Maureen, thank you so much for coming out shopping with us today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to go to a flea market.